Donald Trump's inauguration will be followed by hundreds of rallies around the country, including in downtown Nashville on Saturday. That march is largely led by women and expected to draw thousands. For many attendees, the political activism is inspired by Trump's election. WPLN's Emily Siner reports.
Like many of her female friends, Lisa Donovan has rarely been involved in politics. She's a writer and former pastry chef, but she never spoke publicly about social issues, even ones she cared deeply about.
Who wants to be the squeaky wheel, you know? I was more interested in shining at the work I was doing than being noticed because I struggled as a single mother or I was a victim of sexual abuse.
That changed in November. To Donovan and the group she created after the election called Southern Women for Civil Rights, Trump's success felt dangerous. She worries about comments he made about women on the campaign trail and his promise to defund Planned Parenthood.
I found myself reminded that there is a whole world out there that doesn't respect women or women's health needs or the abuse of women.
Organizers of the post-inauguration marches around the country largely avoid calling themselves anti-Trump, saying instead they're pro-women's rights. Still, they're advocating causes that many Trump supporters don't agree with. Speakers at the Nashville rally include an activist defending Planned Parenthood and an undocumented immigrant. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.